Here Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
In Bruton town there lived a farmer who had two sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other, but to her brother this he said. I think our servant caught our sister, I think they have a mind to wed. I'll put an end to all their courtship, I'll send him silent to his grave. Any fear or cry, and these two bold and wicked villains, they took away this young man's life. And in the ditch there was no water, where only bush and briars grew. They could not hide the blood of slaughter, so in the ditch his body lay through.
When they returned home from hunting, she asked for her young servant man. I asked because I left him where we've been a hunting, no more of him we could not.
she rose early the next morning with a heavy sigh and a bitter groan. The only love that she admired lay in the ditch where he was drowned. Her poor heart was filled with woe, till cruel hunger crept upon her, and home she was obliged to go.
This old town should have burned down in 1929. That's when we stood in line, waiting for our soup, swallowing our pride. This old town should have burned down in 1931, when the rain refused to come. Air filled up our bellies, dust filled up our lungs, and we thought our time had come. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned, this town still stands. This old town should have burned down in 1944, when the last men went to war. They came back different, if they came back at all. This old town should have burned down in 1956. That's when the twister hit, all our hopes were buried beneath the boards and bricks, and we almost called it quits. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned, this town still stands. Somewhere in the distance, the city lights do shine. Sidewalks gleam with neon dreams that fall from time to time. And when my children's children ask me why I didn't go, I say the heart of any town is the people that you know, and they always call you home. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned, this town still stands. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned, this town still stands.
Listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Eu ódio e era uma onda é outro. Se boca toma se um tiro na mundo. Ela me seduce, bumom, bumom, bumom. Pra quebrar, aí eu foronta. Aí eu foronta, fica a canhota de foronta. Aí eu foronta, mamá. Aí eu foronta, fica a canhota de foronta. Cacheu, Brasil, Brasil. Vovô Maninho, ele que te viciante. O sol está no fundo de mar. E a Fátima, Cabral falando. Caminho está diante, oh. Deus que acompanhou de meu filho. Aí eu foronta. Aí é foronta. Diga a canhota de foronta. Aí eu foronta.
procura da batida perfeita. A procura cura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita.
Então corre, a batida é minha, cheguei primeiro. No ruim faz a fezinha, que é tudo por dinheiro. Solto na Babilônia, lá procura paz. Perderam o manual, e agora como faz? João e Maria, cheio de regalia, entrou no conto do canalha que fazia acontecia. Agora é artista, não se mistura com a plebe. Domingo no Faustão, terça-feira na Hebe. Iate em Botafogo, apartamento Ipanema. Uma vida de bacana se eu entrasse pro esquema. Mas eu busco na raiz, e lá tá o que eu sempre quis. É um saco de dinheiro que me deixa feliz. E sim, a força do samba, a força do rap. O MC que é partideiro, o bumbo que vira esquete. É meu som, que mostra muito bem o que eu sou. Onde cresci, onde ando, onde fica, onde eu vou.
A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita. A procura cura da batida perfeita.
Tá pegando, a chapa esquenta. O tempo passa, mas a evolução é lenta. Mas não tenho pressa, velocidade é essa. Não é nada nesse mundo, compadre, que me estressa. Porém, porém, há um caso diferente que envolve toda a minha gente. Não se bucha de ninguém, fica do lado do bem. Atitude, amor e respeito também. Eu vou no samba, é gente fã. A diferença é clara, a gente fuma e eles fama. Proteja a raiz pra que tenha bons frutos. Já diz o velho ditado, quem tá junto. E eu tô junto, e junto carrego o meu orgulho. Suburbano convicto, ser meu lugar no mundo. Há coisas que o dinheiro não paga, cê sabe como é. Tipo eu e minha preta, só no rolê.
¿Cuál es el ritmo perfecto? ¿Dónde está? No sé. ¿Ça existe un beat parfait? C'est vrai? ¿Ça existe? D'accord.
Could this be the perfect beat?
El ritmo perfecto.
A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita.
Sheffield Live. My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, he's mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sandhills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves, and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, But as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed, and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an I'll deal with you later look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
mina wo
samaloni kiyadi
nuna samalona kono warga uma
kana festivalodia
nuna samalona bisa okauma
kana festivalodia
nuna samalona senegal kauko
kana festivalodia
nuna sama bina la fara pinda uma
kana festivalodia
kana te ya sararo beye na wo
kana festivalodia
kana ya sararo beye na wo
kana festivalodia
meni kambe hankili maya
to the Great Republic. Guess I should show you around. Where once I was a king, and now I am a clown.
What, baby?
The love that we once shared made a king of me. But now you've gone, but now you've gone.
All I face is poverty. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown.
Hell hath no fury.
Hell hath no fury.
Like a woman scorned. But heaven don't boast, no heaven don't boast.
The jewel, the pretty jewel, I just pawned.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Every dog has its day. Oh,
oh, but I guess the sun stops shining.
Check this out, this is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
I have seen you tossing restless between midnight and day, paying back the debts of many years, or staring out the window till the mist has burned away, and waiting for the sun to dry your tears. I've seen you young, I've seen you old, I've seen you lost and found. I've seen you sit and cry without a sound. And I've seen you in the lamplight, with the hard lines in your face, and the shadows of your fears upon the wall. But crying is no weakness, and to lose is no disgrace. You see, we're not so different after all. But can't you tell by the ringing bell, the old year's moving on? I'd like to say one thing before it's gone. May whatever house you live in have flowers by the door, and children in the bed to keep you warm. May the people there accept you for what you really are, and help you find some shelter in the storm. And the morning rain to ease the pain that comes from being free. May the new year bring you freedom peacefully.
Life is